Nolte, Room Cracks Up After Adam Driver Blows Off Lena Dunham's Criticism. By John Nolte on May 18, 2026. While appearing at the Cannes Film Festival, Adam Driver was asked about Lena Dunham's criticism of him in her latest memoir. His dismissive response reportedly cracked up the room. Driver arrived on the show business scene thanks to his role in Lena Dunham's basement-rated HBO show Girls. Nearly a decade after it went off the air, Dunham released her latest memoir Famesick, where she attacked Driver as short-tempered and verbally aggressive, condescending and physically imposing, and once hurled a chair at the wall next to me. She also said she spent an inordinate amount of time wondering if Adam liked me. Dunham's memoir was a serious tear-down job of Driver. I remember doing a fight scene with Adam and how scary it was to meet someone so totally present with such absence. Late one night, as we practiced lines in my trailer, I found that mine were suddenly gone. I knew I'd written them. I'd known them only minutes before. But when I opened my mouth, all that came out was a stammer. Until finally, Adam screamed, "Fucking say something," and hurled a chair at the wall next to me. "Wake the fuck up," he told me. "I'm sick of watching you just stare." During the Cannes press conference, Driver was asked about Dunham's accusations, and handled it perfectly. "I have no comment on any of that. I'm saving it all for my book," he said, and the room broke up laughing. My opinion, and this is just my opinion, is that a vile woman who falsely accused an innocent man of rape to sell her previous memoir is acting out of spite, like a spurned woman, and here's the evidence. After Girls wrapped its final episode, she says this happened during the ride home, according to Entertainment Weekly. Once Driver exited the van, Dunham says she stayed motionless, hoping that this reckoning would mean a different kind of future ahead of us, considering their complicated relationship during the show's run. "Who knows, maybe I'd write him new parts," she shared. "We would tell new stories. We would laugh at the way things had been, and smile at the way they were now." And yet, she revealed, "I never heard from him again." Why would any sane man want to complicate his life with someone so obviously toxic? Driver's dismissive response was perfect. A wrist flick is all her crybaby complaints deserve. And the room laughed because they get it. They get that Dunham is so shallow and lacking in decency. She mines her personal life for fame, even when it's a lie. Like the rape case, or if it comes at the expense of someone else. She always portrays herself as the helpless waif. The victim. The insecure little fat girl desperate for affirmation. When in truth she's a reprehensible bully and literary sniper aiming for everyone's back.